This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Believe it or not, it's Monday, the 15th of January. The Ides of January are upon us. It's Martin Luther King Day. So we'll go through some of the things that are, I suppose, in terms of what you need to know, necessary in the planning stages. If you don't have to work today, what's going to be open and where can you go and what can you do? We'll get to that after Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, upstanding members of the DJV community, give us some trending items that are hot. What's hot and what's not, ladies?
Well, what's hot is one of the fifth largest diamond ever found in the world has been discovered in Cape Town, South Africa. And this is one that I think Jen and I could totally rock. It's a meek 910 carats. And it is a D color, which is the best color that you can...
910?
Yeah. It's a diamond bonnet. It's 910 carats, and it's a D color, which is that's the best color you could possibly have. So they have not estimated how much this will sell for, but the last time this same mine in South Africa seems to have a pretty amazing track record. The last one they found that was of this size was 603 carats back in 2006, and that sold for $19 million. So we'll see. I'm sure, you know, maybe Kim and Kanye will buy this one.
All right. So educate me and the rest of the people who are klutzes and don't know that much. You've heard me many times talk about how valueless diamonds are to me, but yet they're our girl's best friend, supposedly. The thing, this is just a piece of rock. It's coal that's clear, and yet people pay this kind of dough for this sort of thing. What is it? You said it was flat. What did you described it? What did you describe?
Flat?
Did you describe
it's
this?
A bonnet.
It had a table, or what did you call it?
Oh, no, I said it's a diamond bonnet, meaning it's the size of
a bonnet.
A bonnet, she called it.
What does that mean?
It's not a technical term. It just means it's the size of your head. It's so big you could wear it like a hat. That's all. A bonnet.
let's put up a picture of it on our Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, let's see if people can try to wrap themselves around how big it is, how valuable it is, and then people can comment.
In this form, though, it does just look like a big uncut crystal. So it is clear-ish. It looks a little cloudy because it hasn't been polished or cut yet. But to find this 910 carats in one complete rock is, well, like they said, it's the fifth largest ever found in history.
So what would that compare to that big, huge rock that Elizabeth Taylor used to wear?
Hers was 32 carats.
32 carats.
So go 900 more.
and that wasn't that diamond worth a couple of million dollars?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why is this only worth 19? Because it hadn't been cut up and it's going to be worth a lot more and chop it up?
Well, Elizabeth Taylor's diamond was worth, I don't remember actually how much that sold for, but this has not been cut yet. So uncut diamonds aren't worth as much as a polished stone that's set in a ring. So this will sell to some jeweler, then they'll chop it up and make little individual stones from it.
And they'll promote the fact that it came from this region of wherever it came from in the world.
It's not a blood diamond. Well, I hope not. We don't know. It's from Cape Town, South Africa, so most diamonds come from Africa.
Right, I got that.
De Beers owns most of the mines in the world.
I'm fairly unsophisticated when it comes to this sort of thing, but I do know that most of the diamonds come Wasn't there a movie, Leonardo DiCaprio did a movie 4 or 5 years ago about that whole situation with the Blood Diamonds, didn't he?
He did, yeah, and that actually inspired him a few years ago. He is a major investor in a company in California that grows lab-grown diamonds, and I believe it's called The Foundry, and it's they're lab-grown stones, meaning that they are identical, chemically identical to diamonds, but they're not found in a mine. They're environmentally friendly, and they're it's the same natural process, but it's replicated in a machine. So they it takes a lot less time to grow a diamond in a lab.
All right, so we're going to start a new feature here on the DJB program called the Would-Be Diamonds. Housewives of Good Day. And that would be Jennifer and...
The DJV Housewives?
Victoria. So you both, of course, have diamonds that come from this mine.
Well, no, actually, mine are lab-grown because I didn't want mined diamond, but most people have diamonds that are naturally mined.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most people, like 99% of diamond wearers.
So yours less expensive because they came out of a Petri dish?
No, I don't know. I didn't buy my ring. Lewis did. But, no, I don't believe so. They're comparably priced. It was just something that I wanted to do.
So you had no play in it whatsoever. He bought it without you seeing it, and the only time you saw it was when he put it on your hand.
No, I gave him I gave him an idea of what I wanted. So it was a wonderful surprise when I got it, but it could have gone the other way, I guess.
And how,
I could have had an ugly ring.
How was your opinion of what you wanted shaped? How had you decided... What it was, Jennifer, you have to jump in on this as well. I want to know how, what you and Jeff decided, or he decided.
Jen's ring is gorgeous. I don't know if you've seen it in person. I've only seen pictures, but
no, I've seen it.
It's beautiful.
Well, I think that the way it went for us is that he was asking me what kind of rings I wanted, and I told him, and then he showed me a picture of something completely different, and I said, no, I don't know about that. I said, I don't know about that one. I said, here's some ideas of what I would like. And he worked with the jeweler in New York, actually, and put together this or found this ring. I'm not sure how. Mine had blood all over it. No, I don't know if mine's... I think mine's just a regular diamond, but I don't know. It might have been lab-created. I'm not sure. And he put together and he did a great job. I love my ring. I think it's beautiful.
So, this is a... Kara, I'm asking these questions just so you'll be aware... When the dream boat that comes along to take you off the street is trying to figure out what
Ed
to get you for
Ed Sheeran.
Would you want a traditional ring, Kara? I don't know that I would put diamonds on Kara. I don't know that Kara would want that, right?
Yeah, I mean, diamonds are pretty, obviously, but I find them to be a little bit boring. I've always loved opals, or I like when people kind of get their birthstone as their ring. Mine is emerald, so I don't know. Yeah, I think I wouldn't...
Spoken like someone who has a decent birthstone. Hello, I'm January.
I
have garnet. It's the ugliest, muddy, reddish brown stone ever. It's gross.
When's your birthday?
January. I'm garnet. That's my birthstone.
We celebrated it already.
Oh, we did. All right. Listen.
Wow.
You were gone, but I made sure to say, hey, guess what today is?
I wasn't around. Give me a break.
That's okay. This is the second year in a row he's ignored my birthday. It's fine.
I didn't ignore it. I happen to have had a slip of memory. Uh-huh. I remember Jennifer's is in February only because I remember having been around her for a long time, and I got invited to a birthday party. So that's how I remember Jennifer's. Yeah, but I won't get you a diamond ring for your birthday.
I'll accept it if you want to.
Really? I understand. So in a moment, we're going to discuss that Hawaiian missile alert and how it happened. Another example of...
Poor Hawaii. They've been through a lot.
Well, they have. Jeez. Boy, I'm going to go... You know what? I'm going to save the day. The Hawaiians are going to be so glad that I am going to be there with a group of listeners because everything will be straightened out. We're leaving, I think it's March the 13th. It is a guided tour with all kinds of amenities, and the excitement around this is building every day because more and more people are trying to figure out how this will work. And I don't know whether you want to put the effort into trying to figure why it's only $19.99. I think maybe you should let that one rest. Why would you ask? They gave a $400 discount from the normal price for this trip for people who are going with me. So if you'd like to enjoy a fabulous time at wonderful hotels, the sightseeing tours every day going around Hawaiian islands, all of the islands will be visited by us over the course of this. And I don't think there's another tour anywhere that does anything like this. Thanks to our cooperation with the folks at Your Man Tours, this whole agenda, the itinerary, has been put together, and you'll see everything that there is of consequence. There will no problems, there are going to be any missile alerts, that sort of thing, because by that time, Kim Jong-un is going to be put out to pasture. I'll see to that, because I don't want anybody to worry about our time exploring Hawaii. The ultimate Hawaiian tour, the experiences that you will have, the peace of mind that you will have, upgraded beachfront or centrally located hotels. I'm not sure whether I think we all stay in the same hotels, and I'm not sure what your choices are on that. That is, whether you want to be in a hotel that's on the main drag or you want to be on the beach. I want to be on the beach, frankly. See the Arizona Memorial, the battleship Missouri, all the things that happened in Pearl Harbor during World War II. If you've never seen any of that, you'll take advantage of it. These people have the most fabulous experience. And then you go out in the water and swim around with the turtles and go to the pineapple plantations. It's really, I'm looking forward to this. And I'm not really good at getting cooped up for a couple of weeks, so this is not a coop-up kind of deal, or I wouldn't agree to do it. So enjoy the time, not necessarily with me. Let's just enjoy the time, because of beautiful, it's one of the most gorgeous parts of America. 877-900-4574. I would love to have you join me in Hawaii on this trip. So call 877-900-4574 for information. Or you can go to the DJV website, djvshow.com. You see the banner ads at the bottom of the page. When you see my picture and the YMT logo come up, click on that, get more information, see the brochure, see what you have to do to get a deposit in. And let's go for it. Let's have a great time. 877-900-4574. Again, 877-900-4574. Did I confuse people? Did I do it one more time? I guess I probably should, yeah? 877-900-4574. Let's go to Hawaii.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/2018. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So it's a long weekend for some people because it's Martin Luther King Day today. Enjoy that with, if you're not working, I think most people are actually working, open and closed things today. The banks are closed. Most of the federal offices are closed, right? Schools are closed. Libraries are closed in most communities. The retail world loves these sorts of days, so you can buy some sheets or pillowcases or whatever else happens on days like this on sale at Macy's, grocery stores, food stores, liquor stores open. Most of the public transportation operates on a weekend schedule. I think that's pretty much the wrap as it applies to today. Let's remember him and think about the things that he was responsible for. It's 21 after the hour here.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Music is a very important part of our lives, and as such, we're focusing on the important things in your life. And so for 4 or 5 minutes each hour, in this portion of the hour, we have musical history, musical stories, some of the great musicians. The passing of George Michael certainly has been discussed many times. I think it was just over a year ago when he passed away. And so what happened over the weekend is it turned out somebody decided to release a list of his philanthropic efforts. He secretly donated thousands of dollars to a charity here in L.A., Jennifer, that helps people battling critical illnesses. He did it every year until his death, and this was because of the first love of his life, Anselmo Felipa, dying of AIDS back in 1993. It's called Project Angel Food. The executive director is Richard Ayoub. He revealed the act, which I guess adds up to about $685 grand, donated over the years from 1993. He said, quote, we just can't thank him enough. He was so supportive and is the single largest donor in our history.
Wow.
He sent a $25,000 donation to us every year at the to the tune of more than $500,000 altogether. His passion and love and support was felt every single year. George Michael passing away, I was going to say last year, but already we're 2 years from
Christmas.
Christmas 2016. He was only 53. He started dating this guy in 1993, but six months later, he learned he was HIV positive. He died after that from complications. The song Jesus to a Child was about his partner. Dedicated the song to Felipa in concerts. He started donating to the charity here shortly after the death of Felipa. He's also reportedly giving his Mercedes to the volunteers of Project Angel Food, in addition to working in the kitchen helping to feed sufferers who were too sick to cook and shop for themselves. So it's interesting. They shared a tribute to him on Christmas last year. Many stories of his charitable acts have surfaced since his passing. TV personality in England, Richard Osman, revealed that George had once given a woman who appeared on Deal or No Deal money she needed for an IVF treatment. He was also credited with giving a lot of money to Childline, which is a 24-hour counseling service for young people. Helped raise $24 million for relief in Ethiopia with his participation in the Band Aid song. Who doesn't remember, Do They Know It's Christmas? And he also contributed generously to the Terence Higgins Trust, which helps fight AIDS in the UK. Played a free concert for nurses who took care of his mother during her cancer battle. So, very philanthropic guy.
Just kind of a side that no one knew of him.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of only knew the tabloid headlines towards the end of his life, sadly. Yeah.
But that's what people pay attention to. You know, it's
yeah.
Not, it doesn't seem right or fair, but that's the way some people are.
Yeah.
Also, in the musical news department, Eric Clapton, people talking about him since the revelation that he's going deaf. He was discussing his ongoing health issues in an interview on the BBC. And so now the social media is all over this. He noted he plans to keep performing. The only thing he said I'm concerned now with is being that I'm in my 70s, being able to be proficient. Going deaf, I've got tinnitus is how they pronounce it. My hands just about work. I'm hoping that people will continue to come along and see me just because I'm a curiosity. You know what? I think he's still got it. He's still, listen, this guy still has it. He's had problems with drugs and alcohol for years. He was a basket case, he said, for 20 years. He drank a special brew of vodka because it looked like you were drinking lager, but you weren't. Wow. 28 past the hour.
Busy you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The ratio between bacteria and human cells in our bodies is 1-3. That means you're carrying around about 40 trillion bacteria, give or take a couple. And in addition to all the little creatures inside you, you're also having between 50,000 and 70,000 thoughts a day, which, all in all, makes you a very busy place with a lot going on inside. And you're not alone. Everyone else has that many bacteria inside them and that many thoughts in their minds as well. So, in a way, we are all grand central stations of movement, which makes it all the more important for us to be kind and compassionate to others and ourselves when mistakes are made. Patience in the midst of busyness is a gift worth giving to all. For ways to build your patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alerting you to the realities of the day. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. One of the things that happened over the weekend that's trending big time, the situation in Hawaii with a missile. You all heard about that, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so one wonders how these sorts of things happen. For those of you who didn't hear about this false alarm, the people in Hawaii woke up to the text message which warned them of an imminent missile attack. How'd you like to wake up to that on Saturday morning?
What Big do you scare. Do, though? I don't even know right. what the point of that alert is. What are you going to do? People were putting their children in storm drains. Military people were getting into containers with lead lining. What's the point of even knowing? If something like that happens, just...
You're done.
You're done.
Right. Yeah. It reminds me, Jennifer, of all the exercise. Your father will remember this. When we were in school in the 50s in elementary school, they used to have what they called a Connell Rad Alert System, which was a civil defense priority message that went to schools and public buildings, and you were told to hide under the stairwell or go into the boiler room in the school or the public building in order to protect yourself from a nuclear blast. I mean, when you look back on that, how asinine. Mm-hmm. What we know, I mean, the things that we do in the, I guess, what really amounts to is we're placating people with nonsense. And it has been forever thus when it comes to the public sector. For God's sakes, anybody who knew anything then, and certainly now, knows, as Jennifer just suggested, that this is an exercise in futility. So why worry? Why give people, what are we spending all this money on? Somebody, according to the Hawaiian governor, pushed the wrong button during a shift change. Instead of opening the door with a button, he pressed the... So this is sort of reminding me of when Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are going back and forth with who has the biggest button, who's the guy, the dumbest guy who's sitting in front of a button, no matter what the button is. It just is...
They said it was part of the protocol that they're supposed to check the system after every shift change, and this guy pressed the wrong button. But it seems to me if it takes a lot for the President of the United States to use the football, right, the nuclear codes that he has. It's code upon code upon code. Shouldn't it be a little more difficult than just pressing the wrong
button? Right.
Right.
So the silver lining...
Not to interrupt, but there has been, just because maybe where I live, the conversation's been going on about the emergency alert system. There have been real problems with it. If you guys remember back in the summer, Santa Rosa said that they were not given any indication that a fire was coming when those horrible fires were burning up in Northern California. And the same thing is being said about the mudslides in Montecito, which people are still recovering from and bodies are still being recovered. They were not. The emergency alert system was sent out after the mud already had started to slide and was already flowing. So there's obviously some real issues that we need to figure out with how this system's actually
used. It's the public system again, Jennifer. It's just the incompetence of too much bureaucracy. Too many people have their fingers on the pulse, if you will, or on the button or on the process. And in most of these circumstances,
not enough people have the fingers on the button in California.
Under the circumstances, there is no reason to have a warning system. What does it take? The maximum is like 80 minutes for a missile, if it takes off from over there, to get to Washington, let's say, or someplace like that. So what are you going to do in 80 minutes?
I think Hawaii said they have 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so...
So they said, and a lot of people have been asking the same questions. What good is it? What's the point? What good does it do? But they say at least they tell people to stay indoors, lock the windows, you know, close all the windows up and whatever. And I guess... I don't know what that can do. But
it's foolishness. A nuclear attack is going to wipe out everybody certainly would wipe out everybody on the Hawaiian Islands.
If you don't die by the attack, you'll die by the cancer from the radiation.
Right, so exactly. Look at what happened to all the people in Japan. Yeah. So, but I thought, this keeps coming up with me. There is a system that we've been talking about for years, 25, 30, 35 years, ever since all this stuff started and we were able to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile. And we're supposed to be able to shoot down all of these. I thought that's what we spent billions of dollars on, all these destroyers that are floating around in the Pacific and elsewhere, to shoot down missiles as soon as they take off. So what happened to that?
I think that still exists. We still have that. I think that would still be the hope that we could take down those missiles. It didn't say impending death. It said take cover. So I think what amazes me is that it only went as far as it did, because think about it. If this is the kind of stuff that could really touch off a war, if someone in the government had heard about that, then are we going to be deploying those missiles? Are we going to be sending something right back to North Korea? It's amazing how this one person who allegedly hit this button by mistake, it just doesn't make any sense.
Stupidos. And then you have the scenario, it kind of reminds you of one of those Jack Ryan novels. What happens if...
Yeah.
Well, the silver lining to this, apparently, officials say they've already improved the system. They're going to require two identifications for sending alerts in the future, so that two people can hit the wrong button instead of just one. Great. Good for them. Hooray. So around the world elsewhere, Russia planning to open a luxury hotel in space, so they say. The space agency building a luxury hotel at the International Space Station. It'll be about 50 feet long, five-star hotel featuring four private sleeping cabins with personal hygiene facilities. That mean a toilet and a shower? What does that mean?
Yeah, that doesn't sound very five-star to me, but...
No.
Okay.
Wi-Fi, exercise equipment. The suite also will have airplane-like windows, 9-inch diameter portholes in private rooms, 16-inch ones in the lounge area. Vacationing in space entails more than looking out the window, though. 250 miles above the planet, travelers will also have to take spacewalks guided by a professional cosmonaut. A 1 to 2 week trip costs $40 million.
So, Doug, you're going to sign up for this, right?
Yeah, right away.
We should all take a fund for your next Christmas gift.
Oh, we should do a GoFundMe, for Doug to go walk in space.
There you go. I wouldn't mind going to space. I want to go to the moon before I'm history.
I'll show you the moon.
Thank you. To the moon, Atlas! So let's see here. What else is this going to cost? It's $40 million per person if you choose to do the spacewalk. If you stay for a month, it's $20 million more. So you could spend $60 million for a month in the space station.
But how long is it safe to go up, and then don't you have to stay for a certain amount of time before... Isn't it sort of like you get the bends, right? Like, isn't there like a space equivalent of the bends?
I don't know, but don't you age more quickly or slow? I don't know what happens. Isn't your aging all thrown off when you go to space?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think, who is it, Kelly, that was up there for a year, who's writing a book, or has written a book? Mark Kelly, there's a movie, I think, also coming out about it. And there are a number of great, I saw five movies this weekend. You know, I love to go to the movies. And so my weekend consisted of working out in the gym, of playing with Miles, and of going to the movies. By the way, there are a couple of things that Victoria saw them. There's a short video and some pictures of what Miles and I did that's posted on the DJV Facebook page, facebook.com/DJVshow. I was teaching Miles. We went over to the L.A. County Museum that you like so much on the corner of Fairfax, and Wilshire, Jennifer. It's
Blackwell.
A fun place. We've gone three or four times, and each time we do something different. So this time we decided that it was painting. We wanted to paint. So Miles and I in the paint studio figuring out what he's going to paint. And then outside this, you may have done this when you were a kid. A lot of people here in L.A. Grew up at this museum, and they one of the first pleasures of becoming a quasi-older youngster is to have the privilege of rolling down the hill. Do you know that hill where over there that they roll, that people roll down?
I don't know that one. I saw you rolling down it, though, but I
did
not.
Yes, I did.
Is this really a thing, Jen, or is this what Doug's... Yeah, okay.
I mean, it might be a thing, but it's not a thing that I ever did.
Well, the hill, Miles wanted to know how to do it because he wasn't sure. Because there are other children that are a little older than he was that were there doing it, and so he couldn't quite figure out how to do it. So I looked at Megan, and Megan looked at me, and she sort of rolled her eye. Okay, I know Gramps is going to do this. So Gramps rolled out, and I rolled down. This is about a 40, 50-foot drop. And by the time I was down at the bottom, I was really dizzy. Man, was I dizzy.
I saw,
you rolled down a hill.
Yeah.
It looks insane. I encourage everyone to go to our Facebook page and watch this video, because I was in the grocery store, and I was going through my list, and then my email popped up, and there's a video of Doug just rolling down a hill. And I was like, oh, my God, are you okay? I literally wrote back to him. I said, were you okay? This looks insane. Miles is sitting at the top of the hill, not even rolling. He's just watching his grandfather roll all the way away down this huge hill.
God.
But he did roll after that. We took a couple more shots at him, and then it was getting dark, so... Megan intelligently.
Doug started his own version of Jackass.
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Anyway, so that was a wrapped around seeing. I saw five movies: Proud Mary, The Commuter, Hostiles, Acts of Violence, and Paddington. Which one do you think I thought was best?
Paddington.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was the most fabulous movie I have seen. And I didn't see the first one because I thought it was an animated movie. And I don't care much for animated movies.
It's partially animated, isn't it? Or is it live action?
They've created a bear. Somehow or other, they've created a bear that is almost human. And Hugh Bonneville is such a likable guy. And Hugh Grant's the bad guy. And it just plays so well. It's a sweet, sweet story. It really is. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to find the first one and see it. But for a family movie, those of you who don't have to work today and are looking for a movie to see with your family, go see Paddington. It's just a neat, neat experience. And then I saw a couple of, well, I would say Paddington was number one by far. Thank you for underscoring that. Tied for second place, The Commuter and Hostiles. The Commuter,
I don't know what Hostiles is.
Hostiles is a Western with Christian Bale and Rosamund Pike, who's now becoming very visible. It's a good story. It's a little violent for my taste, but the story is good. And The Commuter is Liam Neeson. He's getting a little old for doing that stuff. He looks a little long on the tooth, but he still pulls it off. It's a pretty good story. And what I think is more a part of it that's interesting is how they use the computer graphics, how they actually make it look like this train is coming off the track. That stuff fascinates me, how they are able to do that sort of thing. And then I saw Proud Mary and Acts of Violence. They were both too violent. I wanted to see Terese Henson, who was Carter in Person of Interest. That's where she got her start. And has really grown into several different roles. Most notably, I think she came. A lot of people think she's got an empire. Isn't that Empire?
I don't watch that show, but people love her on Empire.
Yeah, they do. But she's also she was great in that story about the black women in the space program.
Figures.
That was a good movie. Yeah, that was a good movie. All right, let's check the sports as we have time here. Jennifer, the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
Have a problem with U.S. Army. What's that story?
They don't have a problem this season. They've been playing really well, but they may have a problem with their name. The Department of the Army filed a formal opposition on Wednesday with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office against the Vegas Golden Knights ownership group, Black Knight Sports and Entertainment, for using a similar team name, the Golden Knights, and a similar color pattern. Apparently, the Army's athletic teams go by the Black Knights, while the U.S. Army parachute shoot team goes by the Golden Knights, with the concern that the brand could be damaged by the newly franchised NHL team taking a similar name and using a similar color scheme. The Army listed three grounds of opposition on the complaint: delusion, false suggestion of connection, and the possibility of being brought into disrepute. The NHL team released a statement strongly disputing the complaint that read in part, quote, "We are not aware of a single complaint from anyone attending our games that they were expecting to see the parachute team and not a professional hockey team."
Funny.
End quote. Very funny. The Las Vegas Golden Knights have until February 19th to respond to the notice, or the team will risk forfeiting the trademark. If I remember right, I think that this team actually did like a voting thing to see what the name of the team would be. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe they could use that as part of their response.
Yeah. All right. So Victoria, Mike Tyson is in the sports news. Good God, this guy.
Mike Tyson is starting. He's starting a new career as a pot farmer. He's breaking ground on a 40-acre pot ranch in a town in California called California City, which I've never heard of, but apparently
it's out in the desert. It's near Palm Springs in that area.
Yeah, they said it's 60 miles south of Death Valley, and it's called Tyson Ranch, and he will be growing weed. It's a resort. They will also have an extradition facility where cannabis concentrates will be made into edibles, that you can go glamping there, which is fancy, glamorous camping. And the Tyson Ranch Resort will also include a cultivation school where other pot farmers can go and learn better techniques. The nice part about this is that they're really focusing on veterans and workers with PTSD. They will get priority for being hired as the workers on the ranch.
Yep, good story. It's 10, 11 minutes before. Is it 10 before? Yeah, it's 10 before the hour, right?
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Make it 53 past the hour now here on the DJB Experience. Time for us to do some tech talk as we get into the new week. Uber and secrets coming up. The report is brought to you by the folks who bring you the opportunity to find just nothing but superb employees through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, if you need great talent, this is the place to hire. Nothing could be easier, more streamlined, less time-consuming than using ZipRecruiter. It's the smart way for you to hire, whether you've got a small business and you're the boss, or whether you have a medium-sized business and you got to figure out who to get so that your business is going to move forward as you want it to. Find the right candidate for your job. Big companies, too. Thousands of them are using ZipRecruiter because it's so effective. The highest priority here is to make sure that you find really good employees. And that's what this software does. Smart matching technology, together with your resume, comes together in 24 hours. That's how it works. ZipRecruiter, growing businesses is their business. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, because that will allow you to use ZipRecruiter free first time around. Yep, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and join the thousands, tens of thousands of businesses who are using this every day. ZipRecruiter.com. Try it again, Doug. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV for free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's Uber up to?
Well, Uber's making headlines a lot lately, but it's never for a good reason, and this is continuing that pattern. They reportedly employed a secret program to shut down their entire computer system to evade authorities in the event of a police raid. Not good. They named it Ripley, which is named after Sigourney Weaver's character in the Alien movies, which I've never seen, but apparently... There's some connection there. The program was regularly activated by the team at Uber's headquarters between early 2015 and late 2016. This is now under investigation. Ripley is actually the second time that they've done this type of thing. The first program was actually called something else, called like Grayball. So now they're investigating Grayball. Now that Ripley has come out, they are probably going to add that on to the new investigation. The new CEO has had one thing after another, trying to clean up Uber after Travis Kalanick left. And so this is yet another minefield he has to figure out how to navigate. So I can't imagine that this is good for Uber's business or their stock or brand reliability.
I'm beginning to think that my interest in using them is waning. The other day I called for an Uber car, and I was at the airport getting home, and it was late. So the Uber, there was as you use the Uber platform on your iPhone, it'll tell you where the nearest one is and how quickly they'll be there. And then I waited that amount of time and nobody showed up. So I called the number that was on the screen for the fellow who was supposed to show up, and he said he was stuck in traffic. Well, okay, so how long are you going to be? Well, I don't know, man. I said, well, so you don't know, what am I supposed to do? He said, well, you can wait. And I said, no, I don't want to wait. So in the meantime, somebody else had shown up to take the trip, because that's how the software works. If somebody doesn't get there, somebody else shows up. But I didn't get a notification of it, so I just jumped in a cab. It was much more expensive than Uber. But then they charged me $5 for not showing up for the person that I was not notified was there.
Oh,
and
boy.
I went back, and it said on the, you know, you go through the system and what's your problem, and it told me I was going to get a credit of $5, and then I looked at my bank statement and they didn't give me credit. So if that's the game they're going to play, they can do it without me.
Yeah, I've never used Uber. I only use Lyft, and we've had really wonderful experiences with Lyft, so
I'll
maybe try them.
Yeah, yep. I will. All right, let's see what else is going on here. Amazon Echo and what that'll do for your life.
Yeah, Alexa, which is, of course, Amazon's virtual assistant, this actually applies to Alexa and Google Home. This is for Amazon and Google. And there are a lot of things that these things can do, but they can't call 911. So there is a potentially life-saving skill that Echo device owners and Google Home owners should use. It's called Ask My Buddy. And Ask My Buddy is a free service on both Amazon and Google. And all you do is you enter in five people who are your life contacts. And so if there's a life-threatening emergency, if you want to have a parent or your child or whatever, you have all these people on your list. It's free to do, and it's very easy. All you have to do is just in the settings, you just go to Ask My Buddy, and you enable it, and it will be able to then alert all of the people that if you have a fall or an accident, it automatically, you just say Alexa or Google Home, Ask My Buddy, and send help, and then all those people will be alerted. It's wonderful if you have a senior relative who's living alone. It gives peace of mind for everybody.
Yeah. All right. So there's a word to the wise, as they say. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.